But for a Buddha, the human is the ideal. For a Bodhisattva who's going to become a Buddha in the last
All beings life. Can come to hear the teachings from Brahman, Loka, or Deva.
And also for him, it's in terms of the experience. Because in the Deva, where there only good experience, could he have become a
Buddha? I don't think that is the main point. Because when Panya has developed, no matter where and when, because Buddha's life, be born as a prince, full of pleasant things, but he still considered what is the truth of life.
But he did go and experience the extremes of dukkha and...
As the result of his previous karma.
Could that happen in Deva realm? Like he went to practice just ascetics?
I think that no human being can go and listen at the Deva plane. But the Deva can...
Is that the main reason?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Can all Devas remember their previous life?
I think, depending on their panya. Because it's quicker than blinking your eyes from death moment to birth moment.
So only if there is panya? Not
we can know more, like now. We can remember more or less.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't mind thinking about future moments to be where. And how that life would be. But that must be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, thinking.
While we're on devas and things, Mara, we talk of Mara. Is Mara actually a being or is it a...
There are five kinds of Mara.
Five kinds.
Mm-hmm. Panina, please.
Yes. Kilesa Mara, the defilement.
Mm-hmm.
And it can also refer to a person when we read the suttas. And then there is dukkha, and that is also referred to as mara, the dukkha of being in the samsara, in the cycle, birth and death, is also mara.
Everything
a real
which
being
is
suffering or dukkha.
Kilesa, dukkha, a real being.
Death is mara.
Death, yes.
The word comes from a root which means death. The word mara comes from...
Marana.
From
Marana.
Marana.
Root. Okay.
Yeah. Marana. Indeed, the Pali term. Mm. Yeah.
One Mara, more. The person seems to be so smart.
Very smart.
Yes.
So be careful of being smart in the wrong way.
But that's not by virtue of panya, it's thinking.
No. If it's the smartest panya, it is different. Yeah. No such thinking.
I've got four. Kilesa, dukkha, the real being, death.
And kanda is also
Oh, kanda, yes, yeah. Okay. Because that is also dukkha, the kandas are dukkha. They arise and fall away. So they can be referred to as mara.
I think that we can add more if you like. Anything which obstructs. Yeah.
Anything which obstructs.
Yeah. That's why Buddha taught in different ways. Yeah, 5, 7, 10, so forth.
Anything that obstructs. Is that what mara is?
Internet mara.
I asked whether all devas and brahmas can remember their former lives because in the Jatakas and the Vimana it seems that they can all recall the past karma that led to the present existence.
It's like yesterday or last year. Yeah. It depends on how much you can remember.
But all can remember the very recent past.
But is it interesting for them? They have such a good time. Why should they remember all the troubles in the past?
They don't talk about it.
Well,
can they just talk and talk and talk about everything?
You don't choose to remember. What arises, arises.
Is it the Abhasa or Brahmas that think they are eternal gods
I
or
leave
something?
This to Kunsara and anyone who is interested.
I've got a question about dana. Dana means generosity.
Or giving.
And we read about three kinds of giving. So there's the giving of material things that we're used to. And the second one is the giving of life. And the third one is Dharma Dana, the giving of Dharma or the giving of truth. Now, easy to understand, the giving of material things. The second one, usually when we read about it, it just refers to the giving of life to those in danger or harm. But also sometimes you talk about the aspect of forgiveness
Abhayadana.
As an aspect of Abhayadana, of the giving of life. And I've asked this before, but I always stumble a bit, because when I read in texts, often they just quote about the giving of life without the aspect of forgiveness. And I always have to do a bit of mental gymnastics to associate the aspect of forgiveness with the giving of life. Would you say a little more?
Doesn't mean that it's because of forgiveness. Because one forgive, so one give no harmful danger or action or deeds and speech.
Right.
You have the good wishes for anyone, even if they treat you badly. Mm-hmm. It's a way of giving.
So it's like one could say it's the giving of life or the giving of non-harm. So it's just forgiveness. Forgiveness. Mm-hmm.
But there is also anumodana dana. You appreciate someone else's kusala deeds.
Right.
That's very important one.
This was just in a sutta that just was referring to these three kinds. But yes, there's also
and
anumodana
dana. The transfer of merit, it's called. It's not so good, the translation.
Right, but the sharing of merit.
If you think of kuncharapan, and then we can transfer merit to the being, which is now.
Well, one can perform good and be glad if any other beings can appreciate it.
But sometimes we can think of the people or name them, can't we? We do in India, the people passed away.
We always do it after they
did. Utich, yeah. But I think you also mention names in your thoughts.
Right. Yeah. Particularly.
Like Kuntarapan or Achanep or
anyone.
My parents, for instance. Although I don't know anything about the future life. I know more of my parents, but still.
I know. But one time I remember Khunsu Chin, you said to me, better than just think of specific people, better just think if anyone can benefit.
It depends, because for someone, when you mention, they appreciate more or something like that. We don't know.
It depends.
Because in the Without the Walls Sutta, the ghosts were so very sad that the king didn't transfer
the merit
to his relatives, you see. It's an example.
Yes. But usually we read that it's only actually beings in Paitaram, for example, who can
And Deva.
We don't know.
Anyone who appreciate.
So there can be dana now. We can appreciate his kusala.
How is that dana?
So like a mental dana.
Just appreciating someone else's
dana.
Yeah.
That's what animal dana
is. I just thought, how come?
I think it's a beautiful dana. I think it's very good.
It's a freebie, helpful. I think. You didn't have to give anything, did you?
It doesn't matter what you give, it's the act. Yeah. Well, no.
Appreciating
someone. Totally about three levels of dana.
It's not just in giving. Any good deeds, one can appreciate.
Someone else's good deed. Yeah.
But she asked, why is it a kind of dana?
That is specified by dana, not other. But when it's other kinds of kusala, it can be object of appreciation as well. Now, even there is no dana, the discussion can be appreciated by the others.
Sometimes there is discussion or controversy about whether the Buddha recommended that everyone should use Pali or Pali should be the language of teaching. And in one part of the Vinaya, this is often quoted, that monks of various names, clans, etc., corrupt the speech of the Buddha by using his own dialect. Now we give the speech in metrical form, which is meant to be Sanskrit. And the Buddha rebuked them, saying, oh, you foolish men. And they say from this, the implication is that one should always teach or explain in Pali.
Then one will forget the Pali meaning and the Pali term, the original language.
So it's saying this is why the teachings should be rehearsed in Pali, so that they are preserved in this language.
The meaning.
The meaning.
Might there be another reason also that Pali was like the language of everybody, wasn't it? It was a vernacular language.
Mm-hmm.
So
the common language
to reach out to everybody, and not only of the Brahminical elite, for example.
But sometimes people use this to suggest today they should teach in Pali or something like this, because it's the preserved
Pali term too.
But like Knowing says, but we also teach in the common language that people can understand.
Yeah, Buddha said so too. Anyone who is good in teaching in one's own language.
But the ultimate reference point is the Pali text.
Otherwise, when it's gone completely, you have the new word, new term, new meaning.
Yes, nothing to refer
nothing
back to.
Nothing like the old one. Gradually changed from the original meaning.
Where are the years, though?
must have been difficult to keep the Pali meanings, stay true to them.
The Pali meaning is not the grammar way, but it's the understanding. Mm-hmm. Because one word can be interpreted into many meanings. It depends on how much you know about that particular meaning.
Yes. And that's why we get such varied translations.
The one who can translate might not understand the reality of the word.
Well, in the English translations now, you get meditation as a translation for all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it's a translation for Samatha Bhavana, sometimes it's a translation for Vipassana.
That's why one should keep the Pali term.
Yes, yes, I understand that.
Earlier we were talking about the agusala that follows seeing and hearing normal daily life experience. Let's say now that there's more agusala than usual because we're considering Dhamma. Does that mean that the thinking that follows seeing and hearing, there's less attachment than normal? Or
can be known just by thinking?
No. Mm-hmm. No, that's why I'm asking you.
For an arahata, after seeing, it is kiriyajita. Before becoming an arahata, after seeing, there can be gusala. For those who do not know the path, understanding reality, after seeing, what should be? After seeing.
Akusala. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all. And that must be known in order to be an arahata. Otherwise, it's still gusala, as like Anagami and other Aryan people.
That the Anagami has no attachment to sensuous objects, so that would mean that the seeing and hearing were not followed by attachment.
Depending on conditions, as much as we can say. Because they can be kusala or akusala, but not kiriya. It needs another level of panya.
Kiriya is functional, so it's neither kusala nor akusala.
Okay. And that's what arahat have rather than
but sometimes they call it inoperative. It doesn't produce result.
How many chadis are the jittas?
Kusala, akusala, vipaka, kiriya.
Okay. Kusala, akusala, vipaka, kiriya, the inoperative. Yeah. There are two meanings of jhani.
Vipaka jitta.
Can you say something about that?
The result of kamma. Like seeing and hearing, smelling, tasting.
Nina, what's the translation for jati?
It's literally birth or nature. There's the nature of the citta, you can say. Or you can say the class of the citta.
Class.
It's very difficult to find a good English translation.
You could say type, I suppose.
Can thinking be a vipaka citta?
Never. So, when it's not vipaka, what is the chati of thinking?
Kusala or akusala?
Or kiriya for an arahata.
Okay.
If we don't know the chati of citta, we cannot know further how this is vipaka or cause or kamma or kiriya.
Could we say that thinking is nimitta? That thinking is about nimitta?
Thinking one moment or many moments?
The many moments of thinking.
So it's the vijnana nimitta.
Now, we talked about vijnana yesterday.
We
it's
can
not
talk
just
about
is it?
Rupa nimitta, feeling, vedana nimitta.
Okay.
It's kind of.
But we're not referring to the thought itself, you think? Referring to the vitaka vichara or something? When we say vijnana nimitta?
Just citta. The cessation of citta.
Just citta.
For now. Who knows about the seeing consciousness, the receiving consciousness? See? So, this is the vijnana nimitta.
Concentration, samadhi, manifests as peace. And we often talk about the development of samatha, the development of concentration together. What does it mean when we say that concentration manifests as peace or calm?
At this moment, there must be ekakata jetasika arising with each moment. Can anyone know its characteristic?
Well, usually if there's any knowing, it's akusala concentration.
Even akusala concentration, can we know the characteristic of concentration itself?
We can have an idea about it.
Mm-hmm. So it cannot be directly known unless it's that degree.
Unless it's the degree that it's the kusala, peaceful one, you mean?
No, at level of more calmness.
Yes. So when it says it manifests at the peace, it means only when there's more calmness can the concentration
be known.
For
example, when it's vipassana jnana, the characteristic of both concentration and panya appear together.
So concentration manifests as peace means only when there's more peace, concentration can be known.
Mm-hmm.
This, is, of course, is referring to kusala concentration, but what people think they know is actually akusala concentration, suggesting, okay, well, akusala concentration, which is so common, can be known, but for kusala concentration, only when it manifests in this way.
When it's akusala, what is known?
This seems like concentration.
Yeah, pleasant feeling.
Pleasant feeling, I see. Not the concentration.
Or when you concentrate on an object, you can understand its characteristic as concentration, but is it the moment of really directly understand concentration as concentration? I think that it depends on what is meant when Buddha taught here and there.
Maybe it's the same with the Lokuttara Dhyana Citta. When we talk about eight Lokuttara Cittas, can we say eight Lokuttara Dhyana Cittas, or is it better to say eight Lokuttara Cittas?
Don't forget that when we read or listen to the teachings, we can see our own panya is like the mosquitoes, what you call it?
Hibiscus.
Yeah,
kind. Nose, yeah.
Put in the ocean.
That's a good one.
I don't understand this. What is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we try to understand so much, but actually, can we?
No, but I want to formulate it in the correct way.
You?
When I write a book, I finish.
When you? I think that the best thing is just help them to understand from the very beginning and let them find out and see how difficult and how deep it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just trying to
help. So I won't go straight away with eight Lokuttara Dhyana Cittas. It will put people off. They won't understand.
It depends
understand
on
the
how
context
you can help them to understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is just a note in the appendix. It's not part of
Any text, any time, it doesn't mean that we can get the whole meaning of what is there.
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because last time when I was here, there was some reference to Lokuttara Dhyana Cittas, and you said whenever the word Lokuttara is there, it refers to any Lokuttara Citta, no matter whether any jhana before or after or anything. But when it's Lokuttara, we know it's those
different
moments
from
of
when we talk about the 40 Lokuttara Jhanas.
See, in the context of the 40.
Dhamma is not for judging, but it's for understanding as much as one can.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about concentration manifesting as peace, so only when there's peace, concentration can be known at that level. And the proximate cause of concentration is often given as sukha, pleasant feeling. So this is for both kusala and akusala.
Jhana usually.
Oh, usually
for the
jhana.
Development of calmness.
Yeah, usually it refers to jhana.
So when we see the proximate cause for any cetasika, we have to know
the context.
The context.
Yeah. But even in regard to development of jhana, the proximate cause is sukha. Can you explain why? Why sukha is the proximate cause?
It's one of the jhana factors.
Mm. Mm. But it doesn't mean the more sukha, the closer we are to jhana.
Mm. No.
There's no dukkha to be the
present. No dukkha. And sometimes people refer to using jhana as a basis for enlightenment. And one time you corrected this statement and said it's not correct to talk about using
for who?
Exactly.
And what kind of jhana? Because when we talk about jhana in general, it can be akusala jhana too. So it depends on how much we would like to talk about. Very simple or very deep, and no one can understand that.
Right.
That's also true with all these things.
But your point was that it's one thing to say jhana is a basis, but when we say to use it as a basis, it's not correct because it suggests Being able to do something.
When we talk about jhana patriya, it's another thing again.
It's also akusala jhana factors.
We think about this and the other thing about that.
Sometimes you say, well, higher levels of samatha concentration is a strong factor, but lower levels of samatha, like in daily life, it's not a strong
factor. What is the meaning of samatha? What is samatha? Any moment of kusala is samatha.
Right.
And so then it can grow up, to what degree?
So concentration is not a strong factor in daily life. It's a difference between, say, having skill in jhana and using it.
Because that comes by conditions.
Yes.
Yeah.